Monday, September 26th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry Town Hall recently put together an article citing two different studies. In June, a poll conducted by Gallup found that Americans' belief in God was declining. Throughout the post-World War II era, 98% of U.S. adults said they believe in God. Gallup's latest survey found that only 81% of Americans believe in God anymore. Another study released this month by Pew Research found that if recent trends in religious switching continue, Christians will make up less than half of the U.S. population within just a few decades.
One of the issues that I think that this reveals is the biblical illiteracy of the professing believer in the professing church today in terms of how do you deal with the issues of life and the current thrust of unbelief, which is secularism in our culture in general and in our nation in particular, which is progressive secularism, and the fact that it has now developed a handmaiden that serves it in the church, which is called progressive Christianity, that the culture is defining what the church is attempting to do and what it says it believes in order to have a place in this progressive secular culture. And therefore, the progressive secular culture is using the church by defining what it emphasizes and even defining what it says it believes. Ligonier did a wonderful study called The State of Theology, which will give us a number of markers to point out the biblical illiteracy, which contributes to the spiritual impotency of the church to affect the culture. And on the contrary, it's getting pressed into the mold of the culture. This is giving us a snapshot of our culture, which I think is pretty much on target. As someone who has pastored into four decades, I have been able to see this, but we need to ask ourselves, why is it there? Well, the analysis of this report opens up the door to that somewhat. Tom, there's a couple of observations in the report I'd like for you to read and I'd like to respond to in terms of looking at these statistics from a Christian world and life view.
In the study, they reveal depending on whether religious switching continues at recent rates, speeds up, stops entirely, the projections show Christians of all ages shrinking from 64% to between a little more than 54% and just above one-third, 35% of all Americans by 2070. To quote Ryan Burge, the assistant professor at Eastern Illinois University, he said, they stop attending, they stop affiliating, and then they stop believing.
Number one, 2070, unless the church is on mission, on message, and in ministry, will have no Christians. In other words, nobody is born a Christian or nobody's born into a culture that makes them a Christian. To be a Christian means to have a personal relationship with Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, once Christians are discipled and begin to live their life a certain way, then they begin to impact the culture, and therefore the cultural norms reflect biblical principles. Secondly, I disagree with the professor. I do not believe belief is the last thing to go. He said they stop attending, they stop affiliating, and belief is the last thing to go. I disagree with that. Belief does not follow behavior. Behavior follows belief. I would just say two things to that. Number one, their belief didn't leave after they quit affiliating and attending. It was never there to begin with. The second thing is to realize that behavior actually reveals what you believe. If you want to know what somebody really believes, just look at their calendar. Look at what they do on the Lord's Day. Behavior doesn't make them a Christian. Behavior reveals. I'm not saved by my works, but my works reveal whether I have a personal relationship with Christ or not. And my works reveal the vitality, the present vitality, the temperature of that relationship with Christ at that particular moment. There's one more comment that we talked about I'd like for you to read in terms of a closing analysis of the authors of this report.
First, some scholars say that it's just an inevitable consequence of development for societies to secularize. Once people's basic needs are met, there's less need for religion. At the conclusion of this study, they say, Of course, it's possible that events outside the study's model, such as war, economic depression, climate crisis, changing immigration patterns, or religious innovations could reverse current religious switching trends, leading to a revival of Christianity in the United States.
Some scholars say it's an inevitable consequence, he said, that once a nation and culture gets stabilized and the secular institutions begin to meet their needs, it is inevitable that religion goes into decline. That statement needs desperately to be unpacked, which we don't have time to do, but I'll just make a couple of comments. That is exactly what you're seeing. Progressive secularism is the new religion, and that's what people are putting their trust in. What does progressive secularism provide? It provides cultural medication and entertainment to anesthetize people from the real issues of life that Christianity answers. And the real issues of life is your relationship with Christ. Do you have a robust personal relationship with God, or an inert and empty relationship with the idols of this world? I've got news for you. Medicare is an interesting program that you can call upon, but it does not substitute for a vibrant relationship with the living God. They do not answer a foundational issue of life is, what about eternity? God has put eternity in the heart of a man. We know there's something yet to come, and Christianity warns us we are sinners, and it is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God. You are on a trajectory to one of two places, and progressive secularism is not going to deliver us in the day of judgment. There was a marvelous statement in Queen Elizabeth's funeral that we now commend her to the God who is the judge of all humanity in the redeeming work of Christ. And we will stand before him, but will we stand before him in that redeeming work of Christ? Finally, Christianity is the answer to the issues of how can a man be right with God for now and for all eternity. And it is that which gives actual true meaning to this life when we begin to measure life with the metrics of a relationship with Christ and redemptive relationships with other men and women. Isolation and despair will begin to mark that culture whose religion is secularism. Finally, he says, maybe a war will come and everybody will want to get religious again. I certainly acknowledge the exigencies of a broken world can send us to God rather rapidly, such as a war, such as a depression, such as a recession, such as the abandonment of a spouse or prodigal children. I understand that that can send us to God, and we don't know all of those things that God will use to show us the inadequacies of our secularism for now and for eternity. And we also don't know about the innovations in religion. I would suggest to you the reason that we have gone from 98% down to about 70% in the culture of those who say they believe in God, and the reason why the vitality of the church has been lost, is because of religious innovation. I'm not talking about use of technology. I'm talking about the innovation. What is the Christian mission? What is the Christian message? What is the Christian ministry? We have now had about 30 years of innovation of progressive Christianity to make the church culturally relevant, and the result is it has become simply another piece of the furniture in the culture. It has been tamed by the culture as it has accommodated the culture. Our job is to make disciples, teaching them to observe all that he has commanded. We have to understand theologically what is our mission and what is our message, and it is the abandonment of that that is the heart of the problem with the church and why the culture is the thermometer showing the impotency and illiteracy of the church itself. But let's take that on tomorrow, Tom.
Contemporary progressive Christianity in today's evangelical church is the 21st century version of an ongoing spiritual battle. Harry's series, Progressive Christianity and Biblical Perspective, will help you understand this dangerous threat to the Christian faith. To order your copy of this series, go to briarwood.org/progressive CD. Well, thanks for being with us today. Join us again tomorrow, Tuesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.